Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, where I interview national and local leaders, businesses, and brands that are making a difference in their community. And today I have the opportunity to bring attention to my listeners everywhere worldwide and to share more with you about an amazing place to visit when you're in Atlanta. When you come to Atlanta, if you live in Atlanta and or surrounding areas, I want to introduce a special guest to you. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm Jenna Allison. I'm the communications manager at Fernbank Museum.
Okay, the communications manager at Fernbank Museum. It is great to be able to speak with you and have you on the call today. Can you share a little about Fernbank Museum and special events and things specifically for like the 21 plus audience?
Yeah, of course. So Fernbank Museum is, we are located in Atlanta near the Decatur area. So it's on the East End. We've been around for just over 30 years and focus on history and science and nature and human culture. It's a variety of items. What we like to do specifically for the 21 and up events is we offer different experiences for adults to come in after hours to experience a museum in a little bit of a more grown up atmosphere. You know, museums a lot of the time tend to pull kids and families and field trips, and we want to give the opportunity for adult audiences to come in and experience and learn at Fernbank as well.
You know, I love that, and I was so elated to be able to enjoy this experience myself, but I did it more like a family night, like you mentioned. I wanted to take my son out to do something different in Atlanta. I took him and one of his friends out on January 4th. I think it was the beginning of the year. Yes, it was a great way to start the year. It was a great way to start the year to have a night out at the museum. It was definitely, for us, an electric field night full of activities. And just having after-hour access to a museum is just exceptional in itself. I mean the captivating lights of the Wildwoods, the glow, the music, the cocktails. I didn't have a cocktail because I was with my son, but I did get myself a little cup of tea, you know, and kind of walk outside, keep my hands warm. I'm glad to have experienced that, Miss Jenna. I wanted to ask you also if you could provide information on how and when attendees can visit the museum for this Wildwoods, the glow, and, you know, how they can purchase tickets. I believe your next event may be coming up this Friday, and I want to say you may have a special guest, Will Scruggs, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. So there are 10 nights left this year for Wildwoods Aglow. It's a really mesmerizing, dazzling outdoor nighttime experience, and most of those dates are family-friendly. They're all ages, but there are two specifically for Fernbank After Dark coming up on January 17th, which is tomorrow, and on February 14th, which of course is Valentine's Day, where it'll be more catered to a 21 and up audience. For all of our tickets, you can go to fernbankmuseum.org and you'll be able to purchase tickets to whichever nights you're looking for. But I do recommend for sure trying out Fernbank After Dark for the 21 and up audience.
Listen, if you are looking for something to do that is unique and different for you and a loved one, for you and your girls, for you and the boys, and you still want to, you know, gain an experience that is filled with education, I do suggest to try this out. Go to fernbankmuseum.org to learn more and see how you can get tickets. And I just wanted to also have you to share with the listeners how they can stay connected with Fernbank Museum and to learn more about any other special events that you all have coming up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely check out our social media and join our email list. All of our social media handles, we're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, I mean everything, at Fernbank Museum. There you'll find information about all of our special events coming up, more than just Fernbank After Dark, even though that is one of our more popular nights. But we even have a 90s night coming up, which is also 21 and up, on January 31st. And also just everything we have coming this year. We have a new exhibit opening in February. We do special exhibits multiple times a year, indoor and outdoor. We have Giant Screen Theater. I mean, there's a lot to offer here, so that's the best way to keep up with it for sure.
The Giant Screen Theater, the experience, the 3D experience. I just learned about monarch butterflies.
Yeah, that film is pretty incredible.
It was. I mean, it's like I'm grabbing in front of me knowing I cannot touch and feel these butterflies, but I felt like they were right around me, and it was such a great experience for my son and I. And the 90s night, you said you got coming up?
Yes, we do. For Flight of the Butterflies, just so you know, it's only showing during Wildwoods Aglow. We have other movies during the day and for other events, but that is a showing film during that experience, so it's special that you got to see it.
Yes.
But yes, for the 90s night, it's on January 31st, and it's, you know, we did one of these last year. It's very popular, always sells very quickly, and it's a chance for, you know, adults 21 and up, many of whom probably went through the 90s themselves, to put on their favorite whitewash jeans and choker and platforms and come back and hang out. We'll have a DJ playing 90s jams. We'll have cocktails, things like that. So it's a really fun experience for people. And of course, parts of the museum will be open.
Right. I can guarantee you that the listeners of The King would absolutely enjoy that, considering that is all the type of music that we play here on 105.5 FM AM 1430 The King. I mean, all of your best 90s. So if you want to enjoy 90s in a live experience type of way, go to fernbakemuseum.org. Get the tickets for the 90s night. If you're going out this Friday, go to the Wildwoods of Glow. February 14th, they have another Wildwoods of Glow event for you. You have got to go. Jenna, thank you so much for coming on this call and sharing this information with our listeners today.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having me.
And to my listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. You can catch the replay of this podcast online at 105theking.com and connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. And until next time, keep it locked here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.